4,000 years ago, Abraham and Sarah began their journey with God's promise of a multitude of descendants and that they would be blessed to be a blessing to the nations of the world. 3,000 years ago, King David reigned over the United Kingdom of Israel, all 12 tribes united in one kingdom. 2,500 years ago, give or take, the author of Isaiah wrote these words that we read from Isaiah chapter 40 today of prophecy and comfort to a divided Israel, to an Israel that had been conquered by Babylon and had been taken into exile. 2,000 years ago, that promised blessing to the nations, a descendant of Abraham and Sarah, in the lineage of David, was born in Bethlehem. And the author of Mark writes, "This is the beginning of the good news in Jesus Christ, the Son of God." Mark reminds us of these words from Isaiah. He says, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord and make his paths straight." John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, was that promised and prophesied voice of one crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord, preparing the way of the Lord for 2,000 years, preparing the way for this moment, for Jesus to come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. 250 years ago, getting a little closer to our time, George Frederick Handel composed this oratorio called The Messiah, in which he draws us back again and again to these words from Isaiah, these words of prophecy and promise and fulfillment. It'd be fun to invite you to just join in singing the whole thing, but, you know, every valley shall be exalted, Isaiah. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Isaiah, prophecy, promise. And today, 4,000 years after Abraham and Sarah began their journey, 2,000 years after John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, the Holy Spirit continues to prepare the way of the Lord. And we join the Holy Spirit in this holy work. The glory of the Lord continues to be revealed, and sometimes even revealed through us. And it will continue to be revealed until all people shall see it together. That's the promise. And ultimately, we will join together with Keith Ringold, whose funeral we celebrated here yesterday, and all those who have gone before us. We will join them in God's glory. And as our psalm says, mercy and truth will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. And as Peter says, even as we wait for new heavens and a new earth, we wait for a place when righteousness is at home. This is the promise. Well, Isaiah, now, joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. But how do we receive that King in the midst of this tumultuous time in which we live? Well, Isaiah was writing to a divided nation, to a nation that was in captive, in exile. It was a tumultuous time for Isaiah and the people of Israel. Mark was writing to an early church that was just learning what it meant to walk in the way of Jesus, and they were persecuted on that journey. Mark was writing in a tumultuous time. We prepare the way of the Lord in a divided nation, held captive by greed, self-righteousness, nationalism, isolationism, arrogance, ignorance, propaganda, hubris, violence, and fear. This is yet another tumultuous time in which we prepare the way of the Lord. So like Israel before us, we need to hear these words of comfort and these words of hope. And I think that's why I love singing Joy to the World at Christmas time and a couple weeks before when I can get away with it. It's because the entire song is about God's promise and about claiming that the Lord has come. The Lord is come. The entire song is about this good news of Jesus Christ that brings comfort and hope and God's promise even now. It's the good news of the gospel. Well, there are particular words from this Christmas anthem that I'd like to draw to our attention today. As we're wondering about what it means to prepare the way of the Lord in our time, there's a line that comes next in the verse after what I quoted. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And that's where we start. Let every heart today prepare him room. We prepare the way of the Lord by preparing room in our hearts. We prepare room in our hearts in silence. I think that's why the Be Still and Know That I Am God prayer that we have been using in recent weeks is so powerful, because it invites us to create that room in our hearts, to be still, to find a moment of silence into which God can come and remind us that God is God. It makes room in the midst of our noisy lives for us to be aware of God's presence. Well, we have an Advent spiritual practice that we have been inviting you into, this practice of silence or centering prayer. I graduated from Luther Seminary. It'll be 20 years this spring. And we studied all kinds of wonderful things. We studied biblical exegesis and church history and theology and preaching and teaching and pastoral care and all kinds of great stuff. But when I got into my internship, I realized they hadn't really taught me anything about how to have a spiritual conversation with a person, to really engage in the stories of their lives and their stories with God. So I took a two-year spiritual direction training program so that I could learn how to have those conversations. And there were some great gifts in that. One of the gifts, of course, was comfort with talking with people about God. And I want to invite you to have that gift as well. Dan Johnson will be guiding us this beginning in January in a program called Community of Hope, where the real intent is for us to learn to have those conversations with one another, to listen to one another, and to be in God's presence with one another. So I had to learn it. It took me 2 years. I'm thinking you're smarter. It won't take you quite as long. So come and be a part of this if you are willing and able to do that. And there'll be more information in the bulletin and later on. But join us in that journey. But one of the greatest gifts of that program, besides that part, was that I learned about the practice of silence and centering prayer. And it became a core practice in my spiritual life. But it took practice. I mean, it's kind of like when I was in junior high and I was learning to shoot a jump shot. And it's about getting your hands in the right place, and it's about following through, and it's about looking at the right spot on the backboard, and it's about jumping at the right time so you're at the peak when you've got to practice. And when you first start practicing it, it's like you got to think about every single thing you're doing. Okay, do this, do this, do this, and you get coaching on that. Learning centering prayer was like that for me. It was like all those distractions and things I had to do to actually get to a point where I could be in silence. But if you practice it, you'll get to that moment when there is peace and there is silence and awareness of God And the 20 minutes or however long you do it feels like it flies by in a second. That's the kind of peace that we're looking for as we prepare our hearts for God. So I invite you into that practice. There's information about it in the bulletin. And as we did last week, I want us to experience just a taste of that yet again here today. So I want to invite you to take a few moments with me to become comfortable in your seats, to stop listening to me, well, not in a minute, and just turn your heart and your mind to God, and to seek some silence. Let your heart prepare him room. So sit comfortably, close your eyes if you wish. Take a couple of deep breaths. Let your mind be quiet. And then when we're practicing especially, we can use a word or a phrase to just bring that word or phrase to your mind when other things try to crowd in. Today you might think, prepare the way. And let that be that sacred phrase. And then try to become aware of the internal silence. Try to ignore the sounds around you and the noise within you. And let's just take a couple of minutes to be silent together and prepare the way of the Lord.